Hey, everybody, friends, community, hope you're having a great day. I'm Claudia Chan, sharing and coming back to you Thursdays, every Thursday, 2 p.m. for a live stream on my LinkedIn Live, as well as I try to pop on Instagram when I can, and also Facebook and YouTube, all the channels, to really share with you this new paradigm of leadership called whole life leadership. And I just believe that we're in such a important, significant time to, you know, especially as we're in Women's History Month, for women and all people to really embrace and embody leadership. And that in many ways, we've always been leading. Right? Like women have always been leading, whether it's leading as a parent, leading as a spouse, leading your, you know, your home and your domestic life, and also your career, if you have a career. So women actually have always been incredible leaders, but culture and society has always associated leadership with, you know, you've got to have a fancy title. You have to be in a position of influence. You've got to have a massive platform to be a leader, but really, all of us are leaders, and we've been leading for so long. If anything, today we have to embrace that we are leaders, because if we don't think of ourselves as leaders, we actually give away our power and our influence and our potential of, you know, what we are here to create and do. So a big part of this whole life leadership series is not only our, you know, how can we rise as a new generation of leaders as women, but also as what I call whole life leaders. Really, in many ways, society, workplaces, families, nothing, our systems were never set up and created for all of us to experience equity, to really fully thrive in every department of our life. So it's time that we embrace this more feminine traits rooted definition of leadership called whole life leadership. And this is my whole life leadership series, again, every Thursday, 2 p.m. And if you go to shesummit.com /Claudia, you can connect with me directly on our, you know, free resources and upcoming opportunities to learn and get trained in whole life leadership. So today, as we're celebrating Women's History Month, I wanted to share with you some leadership secrets of that I've learned over the years. This year I celebrate 20 years of entrepreneurship. And, you know, I've learned so much over the years around, you know, how do I step into, you know, my dreams and manifesting my visions. But first, I just want to share that quick personal note is that, as many of you know, my 5-year-old son got COVID from his teacher early February. And so the whole month of February was just rough. We all had to quarantine for a month. It hit every single one of us over the course of a few days, and it just extended our quarantine over a month. We are finally now in Florida. We're on this sort of reset, a family 14-day road trip. We're actually also looking at Florida to potentially look at moving down here, which is another huge life decision. So it's really been a surreal few months for our family, and you know, just really being contained at home in the winter in Connecticut, and now being in Florida with 2 toddlers, no childcare with us, and just, you know, lots of big decisions, right? Should we move? Should we move to Florida? My husband's from the South. He really wants to be in warm weather year round. And we're also in our mid-40s with a 4- and 5-year-old. So, you know, we're a little bit older on the parenting side with young kids. And so there's a lot of big life family decisions. And at the same time, you know, trying to think high level about, you know, what do we want to do in terms of, you know, living full time and raising our kids for the next few years, you know, do this for a few years, you know, or, and at the same time, we're in this sort of like weeds of managing tantrums, and, you know, the kids are, you know, complaining being in the car. And so it's really just this dance, right? It's just this dance between, you know, high level decisions. It's not really a vacation, but it sort of is. And, you know, it's just this vortex and this tornado of life. And that's really, you know, so much of what I want to share with you today on, you know, how do we rise as a new generation of leaders? How do we rise in achieving what we're here and created to do and to become? So what I'm going to share with you right now are just sort of three or four steps to rising as a new generation of leaders for your whole life, this whole life leadership. And that I just continue in this vortex and in this crazy dance of, you know, of just this trip and this blessing and abundance and sunshine that we are in, but at the same time, this stressful, unpredictable, you know, messiness of a trip and journey as well. You know, I'm continuing to go back to, you know, these leadership practices to, you know, keep me rooted in the best place possible. So on that note, if you are wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing right now, and again, it's probably, you know, this messiness, right? And we all try to control because in control is where there's comfort, but it is, you know, when life throws you a curveball, we really need to be adaptable. So the one thing that I continue to go back to, the first leadership lesson is really rooted around vision. To really rise and step into your highest potential, you need to have clear vision of what who you want to become and what you want to create. And great leaders need to not only have clear vision for themselves, but they need to communicate clear vision or align in vision, you know, with your family member, with your spouse, with your family, but your team, right? It's the more clear we are in vision, the more that the next steps and all the planning that has to happen will be more in alignment with what it is that you want. I love this quote from Michael Hyatt, who wrote Vision-Driven Leadership. And he says that if you have a clear vision, you will eventually attract the right strategy. But if you don't have clear vision, nothing can save you. No strategy will save you. So oftentimes, you know, and we need to have clear vision with ourselves first, right? And when when we're in chaos and we're in messiness, we tend to, you know, we can let fear dominate us or stress dominate us. But if you go back to the vision, the highest level of vision and the clear vision of what it is, you know, what is this year about? What is this month about? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve for your business? Where do you want to be with, you know, in terms of family and on a personal professional level? The clearer vision you have, and then aligning on that vision with your collaborators, with your team members, with your family members, then the more successful you will, the more targeted, the more focused you will be, and honestly, this is where decision is so important, to be decisive. And oftentimes we are like, I think this is the vision. I think this is what I want. I think this is what I can achieve. And then we start doubting ourselves, right? We start getting wishy-washy on what that vision is. But then my advice there is to still stick and root your ground in a vision. And if you need to adapt later, like, be decisive. The more decisive you are, the more everybody can act against something. And if you need to pivot and you need to evolve and have that flexibility, you will do that. But it's so clear to have the vision so you can get going on the plan and just let go of perfection, because, you know, it is going to be through the mistakes. It is going to be through the messiness that is just the path to success, right? It's through that messiness. But we need that target. If you can't see the bullseye, you're never going to hit the bullseye. So clarity of vision is so important, whether it's personal or professional. And so as I'm in this trip right now, that's extremely, again, incredible. We're in the sunshine, Florida State sunshine, but it's also messy. You know, I just go back to the vision. What is this trip about? What is this month about? What are we focusing on this year in our work? What are we focusing on this year in our family? And I just go back to the vision. And I'm excited about that vision, right? I'm decisive about that vision. I am, you know, and I got to motivate my team around the vision. That's the other thing too, is continuing to remind your family and reminding your team around the vision. And this is our North Star. This is what we're aiming for. And again, be adaptable, be flexible. So, and the other piece is vision big and believe in your vision, because you cannot become what you do not believe. You have to believe in it, right? And it's been casted on you. That vision's been casted on you because it is, you have to trust, you have to have faith that it is a part of your destiny and your path. And you know, we need to just have faith. If you don't have faith, you're really letting your fears guide you. And so we have to choose faith over fear. So we have to have that clear, clear, clear vision and have faith and believe in it and just trust ourselves that no matter what, we will get through it and we will, but that is our North Star. So the second lesson here, the second message here is that in our journey, whatever age you are, however far away or close your vision is, our big, incredible vision is that the greatest barrier, the greatest struggle that you'll ever have in life that I've learned over 20 years of entrepreneurship and leadership is the greatest battlefield will always be the one in your mind. And you know, your mind is, we become the sum of our thoughts, right? And I love what author Craig Rochelle says, that your life is always moving in the direction of your greatest thoughts. So even if you just step back for a moment, like, what are you always thinking? Like, what is that recording and that message player in your mind always saying to yourself? And you know, depending on the family you were raised in or the kind of, you know, upbringing you've had, you know, we all are wired a certain way based on our childhood, based on our life experiences. But that's really living in a reactionary mode, right? Instead, we need to live in this proactive mode and understand that our minds, our brains can actually, you know, are wired a certain way based on our experiences, and that we need to take hold. We need to lead our mind. We need to lead our mental health. Everybody has mental health. Mental health is not just somebody who is diagnosed with a chemical depression or chemical anxiety. We all have mental health. And so just even doing an assessment of like, what is my mind always saying to me and telling me? Because again, we have this vision. We're here. We're created for this incredible, or we're here to create, or here to step into who we're meant to become and become more of who we're meant to become. And it's and that opportunity is so extraordinary. Like, our birthright is extraordinary. But if our thoughts are constantly negative, our thoughts are constantly beating ourselves up, our thoughts are doubting ourselves and saying, you're just not good enough, and you're not, you know, and here you go again, making the same mistake. And, you know, that's just, you know, you're just fundamentally flawed, right? So how are we possibly going to achieve that mission when we, our thoughts are working against us? Because again, we cannot become what we do not believe. And so again, your life is always moving in the direction of your greatest thoughts. So we have to literally master the mind. We have to know that the mind, and just like you were to like take ownership or of, you know, of planning something, like prepping for a major pitch or working out, you're doing Whole30 and you're like proactively working on like not eating gluten, or, you know, trying to, you know, you know, get your child to sleep through the night. You're going into this like proactive training. You have to master your mind. You cannot be lazy about your thoughts. You need to be proactive and make it and literally apply leadership to your mind and what your thoughts are. So again, think about the vision, go back to the clear vision that you want to achieve. But then what are your everyday, you wake up in the morning, you know, in the middle of the day, you're going to bed at night, what are your thoughts telling you about every, about your clear vision, right? Is it, are your thoughts working for you or are they working against you? And you need to really, if they're working against you, you need to rewrite your thoughts and literally train it as if you were going on a diet, right? So you need to, we need to master our minds and lead our mental health. And the Whole Life Leadership Method, I talk about how your mental and emotional health is your number one leadership department, because you can go, you can stop breathing for X number of seconds. You cannot stop your thoughts. Your thoughts are always running. So that is the second message in this, how we can we rise as a new generation of leaders, is we need to not only have clear vision, but we need to master our mind and our thoughts to work for, not against, that vision. And the last piece of all of this is, you know, because again, my book is called This Is How We Rise, Reach Your Highest Potential, Lead Change in the World. And really, all of this that I've been sharing you, these first two lessons, is about your rise. You know, we're always, always rising towards our highest potential, towards our whole life purpose and mission. And even when we're failing, and even when we think we're not progressing, you're always rising if you can learn from those mistakes, learn from your dips, learn from your back steps. But now, as we rise up our life mountain, you know, the third message here is to not just lead only your career, or lead only your parenting, or lead only your health, right? It's, we need to treat our whole life, every, take assessment. What are all the life departments that make up my life that I care about? So I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a good leader for my team. I want to create a business that impacts and have a career that impacts a lot of people, that serves my gifts and talents, right? I care about community. I want to make an impact in my community and in the world. I want to have, be that person, right, that really steps into the best version of myself. So those are, that's my whole life. So treat your whole life, lead your whole life as you rise, right? So too often we're too siloed thinking. We're only focused on our career. Like, our career takes up like 90% of our energy and our focus, and everything else falls by the wayside. You know, then you find yourself filing for divorce and you wonder, you know, how that happened, right? So we need this new holistic rooted definition of leadership, so that we're always treating our, as we're rising towards that clear vision for our life, as we're mastering our mind and our thoughts to work for that vision, not against that vision, we need to make sure and be conscious in the moment to moment, day to day living in life, that that we are really leading our whole life to be successful, not just our careers, or not just, you know, being a parent or whatever it is, because we're multifaceted humans and we are here to fully express who we are. And there's only one you in the world, and reaching, you know, your potential is making sure that your whole life sets you up to succeed. And so, and again, you're not going to do it all overnight. You know, focus on one or two life departments at a time. And leadership just happens in increments and in moments, right? It's like, just even in this moment, just focus on today. Like, how can I show up as a good mother today? Or maybe all I can do is show up as a good mother and, you know, serve my client really well at my 2 o'clock call, right? Maybe that's all you can do today. But the idea is, you're always conscious of your role as a parent, as a leader, as a somebody in service of your talents and your skills and all the roles that we play. So just to recap, you know, and as I'm on this trip again in Florida, where it's extremely blessed, and, you know, we're in the Florida sunshine, having this hybrid of a vacation slash looking to see if we want to move down here. And it's, you know, crazy and hectic with two toddlers. You know, I just, when I feel that pressure of anxiety, or doubt or chaos, and I start punishing myself and I say, God, Claudia, you need to be better than that. Like, you're a leadership expert. You know, that's just when I give myself grace and love, and I plug back into, you know, it is in the messy, chaotic moments that, you know, how do we stay rooted in those moments? Because those moments really just build us, right? And to get us more present and plugged into, again, just plug back into, oh, this is the vision. This is really what, you know, I'm aiming for. And here goes those negative thoughts again. And so how do I shift that back into being something for my vision, and how this trip and this period of messiness for my vision? And, you know, and keeping in mind that moment to moment, you know, how can I be a conscious mother? How can I be a conscious team leader? How can I be a conscious wife? And number one, first and foremost, a conscious leader for my own health, my own mental and emotional health. So that is my message for you today. And I'm on Instagram Live here on my phone, as well as live streaming to my community on LinkedIn, as well as YouTube, the Claudia Chan channel. And again, this is our whole life leadership series. We're on a mission and a movement to redefine leadership and to really give women, men, all people, the practical leadership tools to lead our whole lives as the organizations we're leading, so that finally families and workplaces can really be set up to wholly thrive. And we need to be the leaders we've been waiting for. We need to show up and lead that change, because what we model is what culture we're going to shape. So thank you so much for joining me. And if you want to follow me, connect with me on LinkedIn, DM me, and Claudia Chan. You can connect with me at shesummit.com/Claudia Chan. Again, shesummit.com/Claudia Chan, where you can sign up, and we'll let you know about all of our whole life leadership programs that are coming up. And lots of love to you. Have an incredible, blessed day.